overcoming devil temptations. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 11. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by the bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdom of the world, and the glory of them, and said unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Lord, thank you for this night, your word to us, anoint my lips, and put verses and statements and scriptures that your word will be explained in a clear way. And Lord, I pray you speak to each and everyone in detail. Those having questions, those who are here and those who are in different places, they are waiting for the message to hear. Answer their questions and doubts. Give solutions. Oh Lord, explain things in the way that it needs to be explained. Thank you, God. We bless you, magnify this offering in His name. Amen. We usually pray in the Lord's Prayer. We pray, Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. But what we found here, we found that, let me read this one, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So when we pray that the Lord will deliver us from the evil one, deliver us from the devil. But what we find here that Jesus led up of the Spirit into wilderness to be tempted of the devil. So here what I understand that the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness for the purpose to be tempted by the devil. So a certain time God bring us to situations, even he allow us to be tempted by the devil. Now, we understand that the purpose of God is good, not and to reproduce or to do evil for us. But we need to interact wisely when this kind of ministry of the Holy Spirit leading us to be in confrontation of the evil one, to be in confrontation of the devil. How many of you try to avoid such confrontation? We try, you know, sometimes we think that we should really be avoiding, but we find here that certain times God wants us to go through it. We may learn certain things. God may use us for certain purposes. And He said when Jesus was led into such things, in verse 2, and when He had fasted 40 days, 40 days and 40 nights, so after He come to know that the Holy Spirit leading Him to be in confrontation with the devil, He comes to understand that I have to go into passing all years try and never hear speak about when we are led by the Spirit to fast. You know, when you are led by the Holy Spirit to fast, even you are very sick and you are very weak, still you are able to fast, because the Holy Spirit is leading you into it. You say when you fasted, and the time, you know, that the confrontation is near, time for him to break his fast, the devil came, saying he gets hungry and there's no food in the wilderness. That's the meaning of it. Wilderness is where we are also deprived of certain material things, and there the devil is, he knows what we need, and he comes into a smart way and speak to us. You know, Jesus was hunger, he was in need for certain things. And when the tempter came to him, that's the time when we are in need, the tempter will come. He knocked the door. He said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made the bread. And he here, you know, he was tempting Jesus that to make the stone bread. Now Jesus is a God, and he can withdraw the Son of God. He most likely can do it. But Jesus was aware, you know, he was aware that the devil wants him to do something wrong. It is a battle, you know. Devil always want to trip us. Trip us by legal or illegal way to make us fall. And that we need to be very careful. And that's the value of reading the scriptures daily. Jesus answered him, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. When he was tempted, Jesus, when he was tempted about food, there's a need, and that need needs to be satisfied, devil was pushing him to, and he was telling him that if you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become, you know, bread. But Jesus, he quotes the scripture from Book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3. It's written there, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and he put him in the wilderness, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee known that man does not live by bread alone only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. See, I must understand, I may have money, I may have food, I may have power, I may have influence, but at the end of the day, God makes me understand that I am not living by all one to see that I have, but I am living on the word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. So, with such conclusion, I understand that such kind of a trial that the Holy Spirit leading me through, or leading you, or leading His church through, make us assured that we go back and rely fully on the Word of God. You know, if you go to verse 5, there is something very, very strange when we, maybe we are not, I have read the scripture, I have preached that scripture many times, you know, but what I found today when I was meditating on it, if you read verse 5, say, I'll read it. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. What is the strange thing that God opened my eyes when I read it today? And you know what he says? Who takes him to the pinnacle? Who takes him to the higher place of the pinnacle of the temple? The Holy Spirit? He says the devil. Have you get the point? The devil, you know, most of the time we say we are led by the Holy Spirit. Yeah? But what I learned now today, sometimes the devil who takes Jesus to that place, he cannot take me or take you. And God allow it. He God allows, but still God does not want us to do wrong and sin. What I understand is there are certain times the Holy Spirit will lead us to be handed over for devil for temptation. 1, 2, 3 times, 4 times. That's what you see. The devil takes him. The devil tells him, as if you know, a small boy is telling him, can you go with me? We will go to the temple, then we will go to the highest point in the temple, in the wing of the temple. It is a high place. The devil took him there. I don't know, he took him climbing, I don't know by the spirit, but that was written here. So how many of time we might find ourselves, you know, we are questioning, are we led by the Holy Spirit or we are led by the devil? This is going on. But still, we are accountable before God to correct ourselves and not to do wrong. You see in verse 6, and said unto him, if thou the Son of God, you get the point, the Holy Spirit allowed that Jesus to be led by the devil to go to that place, so that the next temptation of the devil would come into their place. So if you are the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angel charge concerning thee, and in their hand they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. He took him to the right place, and he gave him also an act of scripture, and he gave him a conclusion that he needs to do such things. But Jesus does not need to do that. He does not need to prove himself that he is the Son of God by calling himself from such a high place. Certain times the devil would tempt us to do certain things that put us into trouble, and there is no scripture or reason for us to do such things. The devil here used what is written in Psalm 91, and verse 11 and 12, because Jesus, in the first temptation, he used the scripture, man does not live on the bread alone. So he says, this man, he knows the scripture, now let me use the scripture to trip him, to make him fall down by temptation. Psalm 91, verse 11, it is written, for he shall give his angel charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall build thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. He told him, it's written, if you will jump, there are angels available, they will carry you. But that is if somebody pushes you. Not if you will throw yourself or you let yourself. But what he told him, when you cast yourself, there's no angel there to support, that we need to be careful. Is the command and instruction that we receive from the scripture, are they from the devil or are they coming from the Holy Ghost? Because from every word that cometh, from that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, the man liveth. Certain time we call the scripture, but they are not from the Holy Ghost. We need to be careful of that. Jesus answered him, in verse 7, Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He understands that is the temptation, and that is where putting the Lord into the test, telling the Lord, I am going to jump, and you are responsible to send an angel to me. That cannot be. There is no reason for him to jump, to throw himself, and there is no reason that if he will jump, that he would rely on God that he will send him an angel. That's what Jesus said to him. Don't put the Lord your God into the test. And that is, he quoted from the book of Deuteronomy and chapter 6 and verse 16. That's why we really need to know scripture. We need to daily read the scripture to remind us. Because the Holy Spirit will remind us about scripture when we are reading it, we'll be reminded of it. And that's the fellowship with him through his word. He says, you shall not tempt the Lord your God as we have tempted him in Massa. In some area that they're having no water, they tempted the Lord and they asked, is the Lord is among us? Have you get the point? I mean, what David is saying to you is, you throw yourself, then you will see, you will know if God is with you or not. If God is with you, he said, and he said, don't tempt the Lord your God. That is not the base to be held in such a way. His devil temptation does allow it, but does still want us to be accountable at the time of confrontation, that we need to be not fall into the trap or the plan of the devil. And we'll go back to Matthew chapter 4. In verse 8, we say, again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain. Who took him again to the high mountain? Who took the Lord Jesus Christ to the high mountain? The Holy Spirit or the devil? The devil, and God allow it, that he will move with him. And that's where he is there going. Certain times, we might be led or forced to go with the wrong people, but still God wants us accountable not to take a decision or do wrong things against the will of God. And take him to high mountain, exceedingly high, and from that place, showing him all the kingdoms of the world and all the glory of them. Now he is speaking about the love of money and the greed. Before that, the love to be famous and boasting to throw yourself. Now he's speaking about the material things. He told him, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee. Then I'll give you all these things, and thou wilt fall down and worship me. He had spoken to him that either you will take these things, he have to choose either between the material things and the worldly things, or worshiping God and serving the Lord. Jesus, he was aware of it. And he told him, then said Jesus unto him, get thee then, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord the God, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. He told him, listen, worship the Lord, and him you are to save. And that which is called from Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 13, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and serve him, and shall swear by his name. God wants us to serve him, to fear him, and to worship him. Sometimes offer from the devil to pull us using material things. You make a choice. Either you foresee the material things, the worldly things, yeah? Or you foresee the Lord God himself. And that's why here, you know, our heart will be tested. What is inside us also will be appeared. Certain time, God allows first that devil will take us, because the person needs to be proved at the end. Let me get the point? At the cross point, certain time, God allows that the devil will take us to the cross point. And there, God is not there. He will say, see you. Are you going to go with the devil? Or you are going to reject the devil offer and be content with what God has given you and commit yourself once again. Have you get the point? Jesus Christ, at the end of this temptation, he commissioned here, which is written, fear the Lord, worship the Lord your God, and serve him only. Amen? So, the trial that the devil is taking us through, the Holy Spirit allows. Amen? The Holy Spirit allows. We need to be equipped with the scripture. We need to hear the voice of God. And sometimes it is so confusing, but still, at the end of the day, I am accountable for taking a right decision. Suppose, sometimes, example, you get tempted by the devil and you get the wrong decision, what you need to do? It's fine. You back again to God and repent of it, saying, Lord, that's wrong, I did wrong, I'm coming back to you. It's not the end of the thing. Have you get the point here? And that depends on the condition of your heart. God will not call you, listen to this. God will not call you accountable for a decision that you are not aware of. But God will call you accountable on a decision based on your greed and love and preference for material things than the things of God himself. Amen? Let me tell you something. When devil took Jesus off, and then cast yourself. Jesus was fully aware of what the devil is speaking. Suppose One of us was the husband was allowed the devil to take him to be tempted. If you are not aware of the devil is going to do so in your life, that will protect you. But if you are fully aware of what the devil is doing, and you have in your inside something that is God does not approve, and you allow it to prevail, you are accountable for that wrongdoing that will take place. But if you are not aware, or you are just overwhelmed by the temptation, and then you realize it, God will restore you fully. So it is a real battle. And we need to be very well discerning. We need to understand the scriptures, and the scripture would help us in our life. What I want to say to you is the battle is going on. Amen. Devil come to Jesus 3 times, and when he was not able to penetrate, we need to be consistent. Amen. We need to be consistent, that we need to show that we will not be easy people to be swollen or overswollen by what the devil is proposing of material things or boasting or certain privileges that we know that they are all perishable. And it's written, then the devil leaveth him. I pray that this time that the temptation of devil will come an end, that the devil will leave us as he left Jesus after he told him, get thee Satan behind me. We need to rebuke the devil, rebuke whatever temptation, rebuke whatever offer of Satan to pull us from the right way. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. We have the Holy Spirit with us, and God will send angels to carry us, because it is in the book of Hebrews, angels will be sent to save those who inherit salvation. Let's all stand. Let's commit our way to the Lord. And if you are, I'm not aware of what you are, if you are passing, and you are on a high mountain, and you are tempted by devil to take all the material things and to leave worshiping God or save him, tell him, get thee behind me, Satan. Amen. Go away from my way. Commit yourself once again to the Lord. With the power of your hand, he will make out of it a beautiful things out of the trials. There will be triumph and victory and fruit in your life. God contains everything for your good when he tested that you are truly loving the Lord and willing to give up, to forfeit devil's privileges based on your reliance on God, on his word, and your love unto him. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your word. I bless you, Lord. Devil, get dance behind me, go away. It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him. It is written, man does not live on the bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It is written, don't put the Lord thy God into the test. Thank you, Lord. I bless you. I magnify you. I adore you. Beautiful Lord. Wonderful Savior. Thank you for your plan. Thank you, Lord, for you are not leading me into temptation, but delivering me from the evil one. I thank you, Lord, and I trust you. I commit my life once again to serve you. In spite of all the hardship, I trust you, Lord, that you will lead me out of all of them. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Wonderful Savior, I know all of my days are held in your hands, trusted into your perfect hand. You gently call me into your presence, guiding me by your Holy Spirit.
God, let your hand with us, keep us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in this name. Amen and amen. Show your power.